This is an audio test for microphone number one between the Salem Red Sox and the Colombian Fireflies. Here is an audio test for microphone number one between the Salem Red Sox and the Colombian Fireflies. Here is an audio test for microphone number two between the Colombian Fireflies and the Salem Red Sox. Happy Memorial Day and welcome inside the Salem Red Sox broadcast booth as this six-game series between the Red Sox and the Colombian Fireflies is just minutes away from getting underway on this rare Monday afternoon of Carolina League Baseball. The Colombian Fireflies and the Salem Red Sox playing for the first time ever in the Carolina League. The Fireflies came apart of Low A East in 2021, did not play against the Red Sox last season, but they are playing so here in 2022. So let's check out the Colombian Fireflies lineup today. Starting things off is River Town, the left fielder, who's followed by the catcher in Omar Hernandez. The designated hitter in batting third, it's Carter Jensen, followed by the first baseman, Guillermo Quintana, who hits in the cleanup spot. Eric Pena is at fifth in the order. Daniel Vasquez at sixth. You have Gary Camonrio at the seventh spot, followed by third baseman Enrique Valdez. And the second baseman, Omar Florentino, rounds up the order. Today, they'll be going against the right-handed starting pitcher, a 3-3 pitcher on the season with a 4.79 ERA. It's his ninth start of the season. For the Salem Red Sox, he has pitched 35 and two-thirds innings of work, giving up 35 hits, 19 runs, all of them earned, while walking 12 batters and striking out 42. Well, in the last series for the Salem Red Sox, they were able to go 3-3 against the Fredericksburg Nationals in their first ever six-game series meeting on the season. They had a couple of tough opportunities against Steven Strasburg. They got the win on Tuesday, were defeated on Sunday, split a doubleheader on Saturday, back and forth kind of week, but the Salem Red Sox ended today at 22-23, the Colombian Fireflies at 14-31. And game number 46 is underway with the pitch upstairs for ball number one from Encarnacion, going against River Town, a 231 hitter on the season for the Fireflies. The 1-0 pitch, and this is skied up towards left field. Moving back is Marcelo Meyer out towards the left field foul line, and he makes the catch for out number one. So you hear the name Marcelo Meyer. He just came back. First base hit out towards left center field. It's Omar Hernandez, and he has a single with one out in the top of the first. Continuing to look down at the Salem Red Sox defense, Blaze Jordan at third base today, Marcelo Meyer at shortstop, Brayer Bonassi at second, and Nico Cavadez at first. Nathan Hickey behind the plate tonight, catching for Juan Encarnacion. So one out, but a runner aboard for Columbia here in the top of the first, and 0-0 is our score, and Encarnacion delivers a fastball low and away for ball number one. Tonight's umpires, we look at Charlie Welling is out on the base paths, and Jalen Goodman behind the plate calling the balls and strikes in game one of the series. 1-0 pitch. A couple of pop-ups going down the left side off the barrels of Rivertown and Carter Jensen. 1-0 pitch, and it just misses low for ball number two. Encarnacion hitting around those low 90s, high 80s right now with the fastball. The count reads 2-0 against the Colombian first baseman. 325 down the left and right field lines. 401 to center as the check back over to first is not in time. The runner will be safe as Cavada's never got a good tag down. Salem Red Sox today wearing their white baseball uniforms with their white baseball pants. Red lettering across the front and the back of the jersey. 2-0 pitch. Runner delayed steal, but he actually held back at the bag as the 2-0 pitch was inside for ball number three. He kind of took a step out towards second, ended up holding at first. But he might almost be at second as the count reads 3-0 to the batter of Quintana. Top of the first inning, 0-0 is our score, and Encarnacion delivers the 3-0, and it's in there for strike number one. An odd breaking ball on a 3-0 count, but Encarnacion's able to find the zone. A 78-mile-per-hour changeup that makes the count 3-1. Encarnacion nods, and he looks in. The runner goes. The 3-1 is popped up towards center field. Moving back is Eduardo Lopez, and he makes the catch for out number three. So a lone base hit for Omar Hernandez in the top of the first inning. He is stranded at first as well. And Encarnacion is able to get three pop-ups to get us through the top of the first inning. We go to the bottom of the first. Will be our first look at the Salem Red Sox offense in this series when we come back on MILB.TV. It's the bottom of the first at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 0-0 is our score between the Colombian Fireflies and the Salem Red Sox. Coming to the rubber to pitch for the Fireflies to get this series underway is Ben Hernandez, the right-handed pitcher, as time is called from our home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman. For a brief second, I believe he wants something to be retrieved from the on-deck circle. It is one of the weights that's added onto the barrel when the warm-up pitch, warm-up swings are done on deck. And the first pitch from Hernandez is in the zone and low for strike number one. Edison Paulino will lead things off. Today's designated hitter for the Salem Red Sox as he takes another pitch low, but this one misses the zone for ball number one. Hernandez is an 0-3 record here in 2022 with a 5.95 ERA. Foul tips it into the glove of Hernandez for strike number two. 19 and two-thirds innings of work, 28 hits allowed, 13 earned runs allowed. Paulino dribbled to the right side. Backhanded attempt by Varino is not perfect, and the throw over to first is not in time to Quintana. So Edison Paulino, the leadoff batter, is aboard for the Salem Red Sox after an E4 committed by Columbia's second baseman Anfortino. So behind the count, but Edison Paulino gets aboard, and he starts off the Red Sox offense here with nobody out in the bottom of the first. When we look at the starting lineup today for the Salem Red Sox, you just got to see Edison Paulino. Brayer Bonassi now steps in the batter's box. Takes the left-handed side in his first at-bat today, and he swings through and misses on strike number one, a 94-mile-per-hour fastball from Ben Hernandez. Shortstop number 10, Marcelo Meyer, back in the lineup today. We just saw him on the defensive side in this top half of the first inning, but bats third in the order. 0-1 pitch, and it's low and inside, a slider that Bonassi did not chase, and the count reached 2-0. Catcher number 11, Nathan Hickey, bats cleanup. Third baseman number 24, Blaze Jordan, bats fifth. Center fielder number 15, Eduardo Lopez, bats sixth. 1-1 pitch, but first, a check over to first is not in time, and Paulino will be safe at first. Bomb three of the order is first baseman number 12, Nico Cavades, followed by left fielder number 14, Tyler Miller, and making his home debut, it's the right fielder number 47, Darryl Balin. The 1-1 pitch, missing the zone again for ball number two. So a fastball that wasn't as quick with 91 miles per hour, but still hitting those mid-90s we have seen today. 2-1 pitch, Paulino a little lead at first, and he takes off. Bonassi's slow dribble down the first base side, and Quintana will let that bounce foul, and the count will now be even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smart play by the Colombian first baseman. You make a play on that, the lead. And that time, patience was key for Quintana. Coming in Fireflies today with their uniforms. More of a navy blue with the yellow lettering and numbering. As the 2-2 pitch is in there for strike number three. And Brayer Bonassi goes down looking for the first out of the day for Ben Hernandez. It is a strikeout that will send Bonassi back to the dugout and creates the first out of the inning. Excellent delivery by Hernandez. One with the fastball, clipped the inside edge of the zone. And it's a 20th strikeout of the year for Hernandez. But now Marcelo Meyer coming back up to the plate as Paulino takes off the throw down to second. It was a pretty good throw from the catcher Hernandez, but not in time. They got Paulino, who slides in safely for the stolen base. And for Edison Paulino, we've seen his speed on the base path this season. Player that has that ability to make singles in the doubles, doubles in the triples. And with that stolen base, it's now number 5 on the year for Edison Paulino. 5 of 6 so far, a little meeting between the battery of Hernandez and Hernandez. Quite the batter we have there. Just picked up on that one with Ben Hernandez and Omar Hernandez. 1-0 pitch over to Meyer, and that's in the zone for strike number one. Back to the fastball. But yeah, so the Colombian Fireflies with that navy jersey, the yellow lettering and numbering through the front and the back, the gray baseball pants, also a navy hat with more of a neon bill. The 1-1 pitch just missed low and away. This is a 93-mile-per-hour fastball that makes the count 2-1. Look at the Colombian Fireflies defensive alignment. Town out in left field, Pena at center, Camon Rio at right field. 2-1 pitch coming up for Meyer, but first, the infield is Valdez at third base, Vasquez at shortstop, Florentino at second, Quintana at first, and that all-Hernandez battery. 2-1 pitch, and Meyer drives it down the left field line, but a close foul off the Roanoke Times Pavilion out by the Salem Red Sox bullpen. So even count of 2 balls and 2 strikes with 1 away. Bottom of the first inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is a 0-0 ball game. But Paulino's on second base. He's the first runner in scoring position today for the Salem Red Sox. Got on base with an error committed by Florentino, and now Meyer hits it right out towards Florentino. Better defensive made play by the Colombian second baseman and gets a throw to Quintana in time for the inning second out. But Paulino advances from second to third, and the first run of the game potentially sits at third base with 2 outs and Nathan Hickey coming up to the plate. So similar situation that we saw in the top half of the first inning. Columbia having a runner aboard with 2 outs and an opportunity to maybe drive in a run. As Nathan Hickey takes the first pitch low for ball number one. 271 hitter on the year for the Salem Red Sox. 4 home runs. He's reached 20 RBIs, and he hammers the 1-0 down the right field line. But this will fan foul, and that could have been a 2-0 ball game a few feet over to the left. What a crushed ball by Nathan Hickey. But the count is even at 1-1. Paulino at third base for the Red Sox, having a little bit of a lead. Valdez not really covering the base. And the 1-1 pitch locks him up on the breaking ball to bring the count to 1-2. Very sunny day here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We do have some clouds in the area. As the 1-2 pitch, and Hickey goes through on the check swing, and Hernandez will just toss for the drop third strikeout. So it's the second strikeout of the inning for Ben Hernandez. And after the lead batter got aboard an Ennison Paulino, he is stranded at third to end the first inning. Through 1 inning to play at Salem Memorial Ballpark, it is scoreless between the Colombian Fireflies and the Salem Red Sox. We'll get to see Eric Pena, Daniel Vasquez, and Gary Camonrio in the second. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and Encarnacion delivers a first pitch strike on the way to Eric Pena, the center field. 0-0 is our score between the Red Sox and the Fireflies here on this Memorial Day baseball game. The 0-1 pitch into the zone for strike number two. That one got Pena looking on back-to-back strikes. Now Encarnacion in a great position with the 0-2 pitch, and it swung on and fouled into the glove of Nathan Hickey for the strikeout. It's the first punch out of the day for Encarnacion, and it gets the second inning underway against the Colombian center fielder. So now the shortstop and number two, Daniel Vasquez, will make his first plate appearance of the day. A 194 hitter. All the Fireflies. Encarnacion steps in and delivers a pitch that swung on and missed for strike number one. It's been a tough year for the Fireflies, as mentioned before, 14-31 record to their first 45 games of the season. The 0-1 pitch is in the zone for strike number two. That one got him looking on the 86-mile-per-hour delivery. But 17 games below 500, hitting below 200 this season with a 197 batting average. This is blooped out towards right field. Balin works his way back, and he makes the grab for the second out of the inning. Well, six pitches and two outs. Not that bad of a start to the second for Encarnacion. So he'll now see Gary Camonrio, the right fielder, for the first time today. And looking at the scoreboard out in right field, a .065 batting average. First pitch he sees, he swings and misses for strike number one, but he's highly efficient when he gets contact on the ball, folks. Two home runs this season with two RBIs. So you know that if he gets a good look at it, he might be able to send it out of the ballpark as he fouls off the 0-1 pitch on a high-heating 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Encarnacion. So Columbia looks at this week as an opportunity to get their bats going. But for the time, just hit right up to Nico Cavadas. A little blooper right down the first baseline. Cavadas held his hands up, and he made the grab for the third out. Well, look at that. Nine pitches from Encarnacion. Each of them counted as a strike. A pair of pop-ups and a strikeout. And the right-handed pitcher is dealing through two. We're going to go to the bottom of the second. We remain at the same score of Columbia 0 and Salem 0 here on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, and Ben Hernandez's day has already come to an end. One inning pitched from Columbia's starter as Wander Arias comes into the game. First pitch, he fires the Blaze Jordan, a two-hopper over to Valdez, makes the throw from one corner to the other inning. So quick job so far, and Blaze Jordan, as we're going to mention, having another great week in Fredericksburg, but this series against Columbia doesn't start off all that well. A one-pitch at bat, and it's grounded out to a 5-3 out. So Eduardo Lopez is now up to the plate, the center fielder today for the Salem Red Sox, and the first pitch is in the zone for strike number one. Arias fires the 0-1, two-hopper over to Florentino. He scoops it and makes a rather high throw over to Quintana, but it's good enough for the first baseman to make the grab for the inning's second out. So looking at Arias this season for the Colombian Fireflies, a 2-3 record on the year with a 5.52 ERA. He is now making his ninth appearance of the season. He has four starts for the Fireflies as well here in 2022. And now Nico Cavadas fouls off the first pitch into the screen for strike number one. So a pair of groundouts have us going here in the bottom of the second. Scoreless game so far between the Fireflies and the Red Sox. 0-1 pitch, Cavada takes a big swing, and he misses for strike number two. 244 hitter on the year for the Salem Red Sox, 4 home runs, 22 RBIs, and Arias now steps off the mound as a time is given from Jalen Goodman. 0-2 pitch, and Cavadas will foul this one, a chopper down the first baseline. We'll keep the count at 0-2. So we're into the bottom three of the order here at Salem Memorial Ballpark for the Red Sox. Cavadas, Miller, and Balin. Already 3 groundouts today from Salem. 2 strikeouts from Hernandez, and now Cavadas pops it out to left center field. Moving back to the track is Town, and he makes the grab for out number 3. Tough play for River Town, but he tracked it down right in front of the warning track for the third out of the inning. So 1-2-3 innings from both sides here in the second. We remain scoreless at 0-0 between Columbia and Salem as we head to the top of the third here on MILB.TV. Memorial Ballpark, 0-0 is our score between the Fireflies and the Red Sox. And making his first plate appearance of the day is Enrique Valdez, and he swings and misses on the first pitch for strike number one. Valdez, a .231 hitter on the year for the Fireflies. It's a left-handed batter against the right-hander in Encarnacion. Another swing and a miss from Valdez makes the count 0-2. So we'll see 8-9-1. So Omar Florentino, then River Town, who made the third out in the bottom half of the second inning, will come to the bat in the third. The 0-2 pitch high and inside for ball number one. Encarnacion trying to find that fastball, but just missed inside. 1-2 pitch as Encarnacion steps and delivers. And this is hit right back up the middle. Slow roller to Meyer. Picks it up, makes a throw. A little off the money as Cavadas gloves it, but had to get off the bag. So it'll be an infield single for Enrique Valdez. And that is the second hit of the game for the Colombian Fireflies. A single back in the first from Omar Hernandez. And now Valdez starts off the third with a single. That was a tough play. One that was coming right back over the pitcher's mound. And Meyer had to work fast once he scooped up the baseball. And he made a really fast throw, but just a little too quick, as the first pitch is low and away for ball number one. Florentino showing bunt. Valdez dancing a little bit out by first base on the base path, trying to make sure that he could possibly get into scoring position. It'll be the first Firefly today to do so. 1-0 pitch, but first, Encarnacion looks back over at first base at Nico Cavadas, and the tag was just not in time. Valdez this season has 6 stolen bases. Up in the top half, and he takes off here on the 1-0. Bunt shown as it's popped up down the third baseline. Blaze Jordan trying to find it. He makes the catch out, and the runner of Valdez will hold at first. Well, that was a different play for Blaze Jordan. He made the catch where he usually stands on the infield, but he was playing a little bit inside a bit because of Florentino showing that bunt sign. Or to the infield edge of the grass, and was thinking about if Florentino laid down that bunt, he would have had to go to quick work. So now top of the order for the Colombian Fireflies as the first pitch to Rivertown is in the zone for strike number one. Popped up to the shortstop of Marcelo Meyer his last time up, right on that left field foul line. He starts this at bat 0-1 in the count. Carnacion deals, and it's away for ball number one. So Enrique Valdez single has got us going here in the top of the third, but the Red Sox respond with their first out of the inning. A pop-up to Blaze Jordan, and we remain scoreless at 0-0. Good showing from the fans out here today. Sunny but hot. And the 1-1 pitch is just upstairs for ball number two. A little bit of a check swing by Rivertown, but Nathan Hickey will not ask for appeal to Charlie Welling. And the count will be 2-1. Cavadas covering the bag at first. Everyone else playing normal in their defensive positions, as Encarnacion takes a look back at the runner of Valdez, but the tag from Cavadas was just too late. Omar Hernandez, who had a single back in the top of the first inning, is on deck. The Fireflies are in a little good shape right now. If they can get another runner aboard, they can create some chaos as the 2-1 pitch is foul tipped by Rivertown into the glove of Hickey for strike number two. Red Sox 4 games back of the Carolina Mudcats in the Carolina League North Division. Mudcats at 26-19, Fireflies 18 games back as Town heads into the concourse and the count will stay at 2-2. But Columbia's 14-31 record sees them well behind Myrtle Beach and Charleston, who in this first half of the Carolina League season have just been on an absolute tear. Myrtle Beach, one of the best winning percentages in all of minor league baseball. 2-2 pitch, Rivertown, a hard chopper down the first base line, rolls into the tarp, and will stay at 2-2. Well, after a pretty solid week from the Red Sox, went 3-3 against the Fredericksburg Nationals, they're a game and a half back of the Fred Knights for third, but it's all about that chase to the top. And the Carolina Mudcats and the Lynchburg Hillcats, 1-2 in the division, as Cavadas tries a backhand attempt on the first baseline, but it gets through for a base hit. The runner of Valdez will work over to third, and stopping at first is Rivertown, and there'll be runners on the corners with one away in the top of the third. So Cavadas tries to go nifty with that backhand stop, but just wasn't able to get the ball into the glove, and it rolled out to right field, and Balin had to get to work fast, and Valdez stopped at second for a bit, because he didn't know if the baseball got through. And then he looked over his left shoulder and saw the baseball out in right field and took off towards third. So they will rule that one as an E3 here at the ballpark. And with one away, we see Omar Hernandez already 1-1 today with a single. And he takes the first pitch upstairs for ball number one. 6 RBIs on the season for the Colombian catcher. And an opportunity here to maybe add in number 7 with Valdez at third base. Still a double play opportunity as Encarnacion takes a look back at Town, but no tag assessed from Cavadas. Top of the third inning, scoreless game so far between Columbia and Salem. Although the Fireflies look to flip that script with runners on first and third with one away in the top of the third. Hernandez fouls off the 1-0 pitch into the netting behind the plate to even count at 1-1. So like I was mentioning, the Mudcats and the Hillcats playing a series against each other this week. A game and a half separates those two teams. And if one team is able to outperform the other this week, might take a lead in that first half division champion possibility. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed from Hernandez, and the count now reads 1-2. Bonassi playing just to the right from home plate. Maybe a quick turn double play. 1-2 pitch. Hernandez pops it up. Doesn't have much distance. Pretty good height. Encarnacion was thinking about making the catch, but Cavadas calls everyone off and makes the grab for the second out of the inning. Good leadership takeover there from Nico Cavadas. You don't particularly want your pitcher being the one coming off the rubber to make the grab. Although it looked like Encarnacion was in the right spot, Cavadas at first making his way all the way over, makes the grab, and so the second out of the inning. It's a huge one as well. As Carter Jensen comes to the plate, the DH today for the Fireflies. Still an opportunity at hand for Columbia to strike first in this matchup. The first pitch on the way to Jensen is an 86-mile-per-hour fastball that catches the zone for strike number one. Jensen a little more familiar with the RBIs category. He has 15 this year, but hey, 5 home runs as well. Has some great power, but inconsistent at times with a 171 batting average. Encarnacion takes a look down at first base at Rivertown, but no tag from Cavadas. Keeps the count at 0-1, and the runners on the corners 2 away. Valdez 90 feet from giving the Fireflies their first run of the game. Town over at first base after getting on with an error. Jensen pops up the 0-1 just to our left side of the press box and makes the count 0-2. So great start to the at-bat for Juan Encarnacion, who dealt a 1-2-3 inning in the second. 9 pitches, 9 strikes. Not all hitting the glove of Hickey, but all in that pitch count, that's what matters the most. As the 0-2 pitch and time is called. And I believe Encarnacion will be ruled a ball. As we see our home plate umpire Jalen Goodman point to his hand, I think that means an indicator of the stopwatch. So the long look from Encarnacion brings the count from 0-2 to 1-2. Rivertown takes off. It's right back up the middle. Hot shot to Meyer. Makes a glove play. Throw from his knees. In time for the third out. A web gem defensive play to save a run for the Salem Red Sox and get them out of the top of the third inning. We remain 0-0 here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the Red Sox look to try to strike first in the matchup when we come back here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the bottom of the third inning between the Columbian Fireflies and the Salem Red Sox. It is a 0-0 ball game. 8-9-1 for the Salem Red Sox as Tyler Miller, Darryl Balin, and Edison Paulino We'll all get a look at the batter's box here. First pitch of Marys is low for ball number one. Fast cadence from the bullpen pitcher, the Colombian Fireflies, as his 1-0 misses low again for ball number two. We've seen some heat from Arias' arm. We saw Ben Hernandez hit around 94 at the fastball. Arias hitting the low 90s as well. Miller pops up the 2-0 down the left field line, and Rivertown is there to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Well, Tyler Miller has been marvelous on clearing walls in any ballpark that he steps into. It's a good thing out here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We got our scoreboard fixed out in right field, because when Tyler Miller hit a home run against the Lynchburg Hillcats on Saturday, May 21st, it actually damaged some of the scoreboard. And then on the last game of the last homestand against the Hillcats, Miller being the hero with a walk-off out towards right. First pitch is low for ball number one towards Darryl Balin, and he swings through on the 1-0 to make the count one ball and one strike. First time that Balin is playing from the Salem Memorial Ballpark home crowd here in 2022, and he skies up the 1-1 out towards shallow right center field, calling everyone off as the center fielder Pena, and he makes the catch for out number two. Well, you saw Florentino backing himself up out towards shallow right center field, and then you saw Cameron Rio coming in, but it was Pena that called everyone off and made the running down catch. Stayed on his feet the entire time, but he almost dropped the glove, an opportunity there. Don't want a basket catch it. As Paulino will swing on the first pitch. This one's down the left field line. Playable for Rivertown, but it does fall on the warning track for strike number one. So first time through the order, not too shabby by the Colombian Fireflies and Ben Hernandez and now Wander Arias. No hits given up to the Salem Red Sox. The only base runner that's been aboard was this guy right here at S.M. Paulino. After an error committed by pitch, misses low and inside for ball number one. And the count's now even to number nine of the Red Sox. Got on the first base, moved all the way to third, but was stranded at the end of the inning. 1-1 pitch misses outside for ball number two. And Arias will step off the rubber and go to the Rawson bag and try to help with the grip. To 2-1 pitch, and that misses low for ball number three. Always difficult during those at-bats for those pitchers. Arias made it look easy, though. Stepped off the rubber, got the Brawson bag, and put it on the right hand, and then got back up and delivered a pitch with 3 seconds on the pitch clock. 3-1 pitch missed inside for ball number four, and Edison Paulino will have the second on-base appearance of the day. This time he's walked after getting on with the error in the first. A great man to have on the base path. He's already stole a base today for the Salem Red Sox, but maybe a little bit of two-out magic coming here for Salem in the bottom of the third. It's a 0-0 ball game between Columbia and Salem on this Monday afternoon. Don't play too many Mondays this season, as the first pitch is in the zone for strike number one. Matter of fact, I think when I count them up, I think it's two. The 4th of July later on this year, when Salem goes down to Charleston, as the 0-1 pitch is in the zone for strike number two to Bonassi. 266 hitter has already struck out today for the Salem Red Sox. He went down looking in the bottom of the first. 0-2 pitch. Arias delivers, and it's upstairs for ball number one. Wind has been all over the place today at the ballpark. We got to see it breeze out towards left field earlier on. Now it's coming in from left field. The giant American flag out at dead center, the 401 mark. 1-2 pitch, Arias attempt back over at first. Looked to be almost in time towards Paulino, but it did not get there. It was one of those throws that Arias delivered over to Quintana. As time is called here from Arias and Paulino, it was almost behind the first baseman, but almost in a way that it helped out the first baseman, as he was almost able to deliver the tag while making the catch on Paulino. 1-2 pitch, and Bonassi holds, and it misses low and inside for ball number two. So 2-2 count with two away here in the bottom of the third inning. The Salem Red Sox and the Colombian Fireflies, game one of the six-game series. 0-2 pitch. Arias looks in, steps and fires. Bonassi pops it up down the third baseline. Well out of play. And the count will hold at 2-2. Red Sox still seeking for their first hit of the game. This is their 11th batter of the afternoon as well. So the 2-2 pitch, it's away and it's low and inside and misses for ball number three. Well, great patience here from Bonassi. He was down 0-2 in the count. Has been patient, has fought off those pitches that are near the zone and has held the ones that have been inside or outside. Full count, an attempt pickoff back at first base is not in time. That is the second for Wander Arias. Here in the Breyer Bonassi at bat. So no more pickoff attempts at Paulino. Wonder to see if he will go on a hit and run here with two outs. He takes off and the 3-2 is lifted out towards left field. It's playable for Valdez at the warning track and he makes the grab. Difficult play from the Fireflies third baseman, but he gets the job done. And another scoreless half inning by the Salem Red Sox. Actually, we're scoreless all the way to round through three. We're heading to the fourth with a 0-0 ball game between the Salem Red Sox and the Columbian Fireflies. Coming up next for the Fireflies, it's the middle of the order, 4-5-6. Up next here on MILB.TV. We're into the middle innings here at Carilion Clinic Field in a scoreless matchup between the Salem Red Sox and the Columbian Fireflies as Encarnacion comes out for another inning of work and delivers a first pitch strike on the way to Guillermo Quintana, the first baseman for the Fireflies. You popped up to Eduardo Lopez, his first time up today back in the first inning, as he takes the 0-1 pitch upstairs for ball number one. Even count of one ball, one strike, pitch inside, just missing Quintana. And the count will go 2-1. Two balls and one strike. As Encarnacion delivers, and it's foul tipped off the bat of Quintana into the mitt of Nathan Hickey for strike number two. Eric Pena and Daniel Vasquez also will receive at-bats. Here in the top of the fourth, it's a 2-2 pitch from Encarnacion, and he went on the check swing for strike number three. It was a pitch up and away, but Quintana could just not hold back on the high heat fastball from Juan Encarnacion, and it's the second punch out of the day for the Salem Red Sox right-handed starter Encarnacion, and it's a good way to get this top of the fourth inning underway. The other player bat up. He struck out, I should say. It's Eric Payne, the first pitch outside for ball number one. Payne, a 144 hitter for the Salem Red Sox. Or should I say the Columbian Fireflies. as he swings through on the 1-0 pitch, and he misses for strike number one. The only game in the Carolina League today, folks, is right here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We thank you so much for tuning on in and join us on your Memorial Day as the 1-1 pitch is in the zone for strike number two. So with us playing today on Monday, keep that in mind that we do not play tomorrow. The other five series across the Carolina League will start off their series tomorrow as the 1-2 pitch is upstairs for ball number two. So an early ball in the at-bat, two straight strikes from Encarnacion, and now a pitch outside for ball number two. Even count, 2-2 is away, and it's in there for strike number three. Back-to-back punch-outs for Juan Encarnacion here in the fourth. It's also back-to-back strikeouts against Eric Pena. And for the second time today, Encarnacion gets the better end of Pena. And there's two quick outs here in the top of the fourth. So now Daniel Vasquez, who popped up to right field his first time up, will pop one up down the right field line, but getting out of play to make the count 0-1. Looking at the day so far from Encarnacion, two hits allowed through 3 2/3 of innings, has struck out two. Well, now that's three, as the 0-1 is hit on out to right field, falling right in front of Darryl Bailen. And it's a third base hit of the afternoon for the Fireflies. It is a two-out single from Daniel Vasquez. It keeps the inning going. And maybe a little bit of a spark for the Fireflies with two outs here in the top of the fourth. So Gary Cameron, right fielder for the Fireflies, will step up to the plate. And Encarnacion kicks and delivers the first pitch. And it's in the zone for strike number one. Well, so far we have seen a 0-0 ball game between these two sides, both teams trying to figure out their pitching woes that have bothered them through the months of April and May. As the runner takes off on the 0-1, hot shot to Myers left side, it gets through for a base hit. The runner will turn at second, throw at third, not in time, and sliding in safely is Daniel Vasquez. Got a good jump with the two-out contact. And it's back-to-back singles for the Colombian Fireflies as Cameron Rio picks up his first hit of the day. So runners on the corners again for the Fireflies in back-to-back innings. They could not come away with any offense in the top of the third, but that may change here in the fourth as Enrique Valdez, who picked up a single back in that third inning, comes to the plate. The first pitch to Valdez is popped up. It is playable for the right side of the Salem Red Sox. Breyer Bonassi moves out in foul territory, and he makes the catch for out number three. So back-to-back tough blows of the Colombian Fireflies. They've had runners on the corners in the third and the fourth, and they've stranded each one of those runners. That's good for the Salem Red Sox, though, because it remains scoreless here at Carilion Clinic Field. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 0-0 between Salem and Columbia here on MILB.TV. It's the heart of the order of the Salem Red Sox for the top of the fourth inning. Marcelo Meyer, Nathan Hickey, and Blaze Jordan all to bat against Wander Arias of the Colombian Fireflies. 0-0 ball game here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch to Meyer is low for ball number one. And we've seen Marcelo Meyer make his return here today for the Salem Red Sox. Just got off the injured list as the 1-0 pitch is in the zone for strike number one, just catching that outside half. Grounded out towards Florentino back in the first inning as he holds on the 1-1 pitch as it misses low and inside to make the count 2-1. But we got to see some great defensive plays already from Meyer at the shortstop position. 2-1 pitch, it's low and inside for ball number three, and the count reads 3-1 to Marcelo Meyer. A 329 hitter on the season for the Red Sox, who is hoping to just stay healthy for these next few weeks as a 3-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike number two by Meyer. A big hack on the hitter's pitch, but he just missed out on some contact. 3-2 pitch to Meyer. He holds on the pitch low and inside for ball number four, and Marcelo Meyer has his first on-base appearance of the game as he walks here to start off the bottom of the fourth. Second walk, who has come out of the bullpen for the Colombian Fireflies after the start of Ben Hernandez, only did one inning of work. But just keep that in mind, folks. Arias has started a few games this season as Hickey will foul off the first pitch, make the count 0-1. Before this appearance out of the bullpen, he had an even 4-4. Meaning four starts and four reliefs. Now has more reliefs than starts with five. The 0-1 pitch is upstairs for ball number one. Meyer at first base for the Salem Red Sox as he walks to start off this bottom half of the fourth inning. A 0-0 ball game. Red Sox still hitless, though, against the Colombian Firefly side. The 1-1 pitch is right down the middle for strike number two. And the big thing about this series is going to be about the pitching. Salem and Columbia are neighbors in a lot of pitching categories in the Carolina League, but they're not really happy to be where they're at, as the 1-2 by Hickey is sent down the third baseline and foul to keep the count 1-2. I'll just read some stuff out. Columbia is first in the Carolina League for hits allowed, 403. Salem is third with 382, in between of them is the Delmarva Shorebirds. And as the 1-2 pitch from Arias is fouled off by Hickey, it hit the netty behind the plate to keep the count at 1-2. Another category when it comes to whip, Columbia is 10th with a 1.56. Salem is 12th with a 1.57. Columbia shares that with Delmarva for the 10 and 11 spot. 1-2 pitch, Myers a go, and a chopper foul down the first baseline by Hickey. Keeps the count at 1-2. Three straight foul balls here from Hickey, who continues the fight against Wander Arias. And I think the big one saved it for last, the ERA. Columbia 11th in the Carolina League with a 5.17 ERA. Salem dead last with a 5.29 ERA. 1-2 pitch on the way to Hickey. And the big matter about that is, well, how is Salem 22-23 while Columbia is 14-31? It's because of the bats. Sam Elise is able to generate some offense while Columbia is hitting 197 this year. That's a Carolina League worst. 2-2 pitch on the way to Hickey, and he just missed outside. 92-mile-per-hour fastball. And as Arias looking 60 feet down to the plate, and just a little bit more extended, actually, at Jalen Goodman, wondering if he was going to get that strike call. Pickoff attempt back at Marcelo Myers, not in time, as the tag was just a little bit too late there from Quintana. So Meyer walked on a full count, and we have another full count here for Nathan Hickey. 3-2 to the left-handed batter. Myers a go, pitches away. Hickey sends us out to a left field, and it is not able to be caught by Rivertown. It's off the glove. Meyer holds at third. Hickey stops at second. And it's not going to be the first hit of the game for the Salem Red Sox, but it's the first great sight of contact as Nathan Hickey puts now two runners in scoring position as Meyer worked all the way to third. And Hickey stops at second. And now they're going to rule that as a base hit. So I stand corrected. It will be a double for Nathan Hickey as the hot shot out towards left field. We already saw Rivertown track down a well-hit ball earlier today, made a wonderful catch in stride. He got to the ball at time, but was unable to come down with the grab. So now we're going to see, coming out to talk with the pitcher, is John Habian, the pitching coach of the Columbian Fireflies, talking with his bullpen pitcher of Wander Aries. Tough situation now for the Columbian Fireflies. They do change it to an error at the scoreboard. They did rule it as a hit, but after talking some things over, they give it an E7. So still hitless today are the Salem Red Sox, but it's one of the best errors you can get if you're the Red Sox in this situation. Blaze Jordan at the plate, swinging at the first pitch, and he misses for strike number one. 22 RBIs on the season for Jordan, who has really turned his season around here in the month of May. Second the team with hits of 41. And he fouls off the 0-1 pitch into the netting down the first baseline to bring the count to 0-2. So Marcelo Meyer walks the start of the fourth inning, and then Hickey hits one well out towards left field where the Fireflies left fielder, Rivertown, was trying to chase it down. Hopped off the glove. Move two runners in scoring position. 0-2 pitch to Jordan. This is a loud pop-up towards left field. Town moving back at the warning track. Can't make the grab. It bangs off the wall. Meyer scores. Hickey turns at third. He touches home as Jordan slides in the third for a 2-RBI triple. And the Salem Red Sox strike first here on this Monday afternoon. It's the Red Sox 2, Firefly 0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Well, a triple by Blaze Jordan picks up RBIs number 23 and number 24 on the season. And matter of fact, that is the first triple of the year for Blaze Jordan as well. So that is what the Red Sox needed. And now with nobody out, Eduardo Lopez will foul off the first pitch just underneath of us here at the press box, bring the count to 0-1. Well, the infield playing shallow now for Columbia, as Jordan stands at third. 0-1 pitch to Lopez, and it's low for ball number one. So all three batters that we got to see from the Salem Red Sox in the bottom of the fourth get aboard. The heart of the order for a reason, 3, 4, 5, and they all help pump this offense as Lopez rips the 1-1 out towards center field. Looking to try to make the grab is Pena, and he does at the warning track. But that is more than enough distance off the bat of Lopez to score Blaze Jordan from third base. And the Red Sox now lead 3-0 over the Columbian Fireflies. Oh, great piece of hitting from Blaze Jordan, the first hit of the game. It provides the first two runs for Salem as well, as Nico Gavades will see the first pitch. This is hammered out towards left field, but won't have enough distance as Rivertown camps underneath of it for the second out of the inning. And really the narrative of this fourth inning has been the ability for the Salem Red Sox batters to get to Aries. I mean, that is four straight balls that have been crushed by Salem. Hickey hit one out to left field, then Jordan's triple, and then two loud pop-ups from Eduardo Lopez that scored Blaze Jordan, and then one there from Nico Gavades. First pitch to Tyler Miller is just upstairs for ball number one. He popped out to Rivertown his last time up. 1-0 pitch, and Miller will hold, but it catches the zone for strike number one. Even count of 1-1 with two away. Salem up 3-0 on Columbia. All three runs have come in this bottom half of the fourth as Miller hits a 1-1 down the left field line, but it will land just by the warning track, stayed in the grounds but it was unplayable for Town, and the count goes to 1-2. And Wander Arias, who came in and pitched a pretty solid two innings, as the 1-2 is fouled off of Miller down the first baseline, struggling here in the fourth. Had a 1-2-3 in the second. Just walked one batter in the third. But then here in the fourth, on three straight batters to get on safely. 1-2 pitch, and Miller pops this up to right field. Moving back a bit will be Cameron Rio, but he will get underneath of this baseball for the third out of the inning. But not before the Salem Red Sox strike first in the scoreboard, thanks to a Blaze Jordan triple to score the first two runs of the game. And then Eduardo Lopez with a sacrifice fly to dead center to score the third run, and Blaze Jordan himself. It is Salem 3, it is Columbia 0. We head to the fifth here on MILB.TV. It is the fifth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And Encarnacion coming out for another inning of work, as the first pitch is into the zone for strike number one. Omar Florentino starting things off here in the fifth, as he swings through on the 0-1 pitch and he misses for strike number two. 9-1-2 is due up here in the fifth. Rivertown and Omar Hernandez as well. 0-2 pitch, and Florentino dribbled down the first baseline, just foul, and the Cal will stay at 0-2. Well, big offense on the Salem Red Sox in the bottom of the fourth inning. Three runs come across to give the Red Sox another first lead of the game, the first runs of the game as well. 0-2 pitch, just up and away for ball number one. Has shined so far. Coming into this inning, 55 pitches, 41 of them counting as strikes. Three punch-outs as well, as the 1-2 pitch is in the zone for strike number two. Now, I believe he actually pointed at Florentino, so I want to say he went through on the check swing. So it is a strikeout swinging against Omar Florentino, and that's the first out of the fifth inning. Another punch-out from Encarnacion. It's his fourth of the day. And now we flip the scorecard, or the lineup card, I should say, back to the top. Town, first pitch he sees, belts this out towards center field, but Lopez works his way to his right and gets underneath of it for the catch for out number two. An 0-3 day for Rivertown, as Omar Hernandez comes to the plate with two outs. The catcher had a single back in the first, but popped up to Nico Gavadez his last time up. Skied it really high in the infield, but went about 50 feet up as he will see the first pitch. Swing on it, pop it up, shallow center field, and making the grab is Brian Bonassi. I think Marcelo Meyer was the louder voice, but it falls in the glove of Bonassi, and he can't be too mad about that one either. Another quick inning from the Salem Red Sox. A 1-2-3 frame. And they hold on to their 3-0 lead as we head to the second half of the game here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's Red Sox 3, Firefly 0 on MILB.TV. It's the bottom of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the Red Sox have a 3-0 lead over the Columbian Fireflies. Hey, the Red Sox do 9-1-2 as well this inning, as Balin takes a big swing, and he misses for strike number one. 0-1 day here for Darryl Balin. He popped up out towards the center fielder, Pena, his first time up, and he fouls off the 0-1 pitch just by the Salem Red Sox dugout to make the count 0-2. 0-2 pitch goes low, just a little bit outside as well, as it spiked the dirt for ball number one. Wedison Paulino, Brian Bonassi also getting some at-bats here in the fifth. And the 1-2 pitch, and Balin swings and misses for strike number three. And it took Wander Aries 4 innings, but he gets his first strikeout of the day. They come against the number 9 hitter of the Salem Red Sox, and Balin. And the first batter is retired in the bottom of the fourth. So we're going to flip the lineup card. No, as I said it better this time around, for Edison Paulino. 2 on-base appearances today as he takes the first pitch inside for strike number one. He reached base safely in the first due to an error and then walked in the third. But he finally has a base hit as he senses out to left field and it drops in front of Rivertown. Big turn at first, but Paulino retreats to the bag. He has a single with one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Second pitch of the at-bat he saw sent it opposite field. And Paulino, for the time being, was tied with Blaze Jordan of the most hits on the team. And Paulino taking the lead once again with 43 on the season. Just seems, and the Luke Montz lineup. And he gets the designated hitter role here in game one of the series. First pitch on the way to Bonassi, it drops into the zone for strike number one. 83 mile per hour breaker. Bonassi 0-2 today, struck out looking in the first as time is called here from Aries. In the second at bat, he popped one up to the third baseman of Valdez out by the warning track along the foul territory side. 0-1 pitch. Aries kicks and delivers, and Bonassi swings and misses for strike number two. 3-0 is our score. Salem leads Columbia on this Memorial Day. Start of a 6-game series. They'll play today, and they'll take the off day on Tuesday for the remaining 5 games from Wednesday to Sunday. 0-2 pitch. Paulino goes. The pitch is low, and for a moment, Hernandez doesn't know where it's at, and Paulino gets all the way to third. Smart base running from Edison Paulino, who was already taken off towards second, but then Hernandez had no idea where the baseball was. It took an odd hop off his right foot and into the screen. And Paulino, who was already in motion, just kept on going. Touched second, came in the third, no play at the base. And this at-bat changes everything for Bonassi. Now he just needs to get something in play. 1-2 pitch. That's exactly what it does. Grounder right over the second baseman of Florentino. But it makes the throw in time to Quintana for the second out. But not enough contact to bring home Paulino. So two away in the bottom of the fifth. Smart play by Florentino. Took a look down at Paulino at third base. Noticed that he was not going to be running on that play. That would have been a semi-heroic effort if Paulino was able to get from third to home. Just based on the angle that Florentino was at. First pitch to Meyer. He fouls it down the third base line and heads out of play. An 0-1 day for Meyer, but he does have a run, as he was walked in the fourth and was sent home by Blaze Jordan's triple later in the inning. Counts 0-1 to Meyer, and this is fouled in the screen for 0-2, and a pair of foul balls has Marcelo Meyer down 0-2 in the at-bat. Seems like a little bit of deja vu back to that first inning. Paulino at third base with an opportunity to score. The Red Sox weren't able to pull it through in the first. They might have an opportunity here in the fifth. 0-2 pitch, and it's high and inside. Marlon was getting hit by that 91-mile-per-hour fastball by Arias, and the count goes to 1-2. It's been a pretty clean game so far by the catchers as well. Besides that pass ball from Hernandez, not much have really gone past the gloves today of Hernandez of the Fireflies and Hickey of the Red Sox. 1-2 pitch, Arias kicks and delivers. Meyer swings and misses for strike number three, and that will end the fifth inning. Paulino gets a single, but he is unable to come home, and he's stranded 90 feet away for the second time today. It's still Red Sox 3, Firefly 0. We head to the sixth here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to the top of the sixth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Juan Encarnacion's day has come to an end, but not before a splendid showing here on this Monday afternoon. Five innings of work, four hits allowed, struck out four, and did not allow a single one. It'll be Adenis Bautista out of the bullpen here for the Salem Red Sox. He'll take on the heart of the order as the first pitch to Carter Jensen is swung on and missed for strike number one. So we'll have Jensen, we'll have Quintana and Pena here in the top of the sixth. The 0-1 pitch from Bautista is popped up just out towards shallow center. Meyer calling off Bonassi, and now Bonassi comes off Meyer. A little bit of just a little friendly gesture there from the middle infielders, but the Salem second baseman makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Well, during the fifth and sixth inning, every single home game here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, we take a moment and recognize our servicemen that have represented the United States military. As the first pitch falls in the zone for strike number one to Quintana. Obviously a bigger deal today, it being Memorial Day, last Monday in May, as the 0-1 pitch from Bautista is in the zone for strike number two. And just remembering the lives that people that fought for the United States, this great country, hope their efforts, their sacrifice will never be forgotten. As the 0-2 pitch is low for ball number one. Always a very special day remembering all those lives that have fought for the United States through all these years and just the military in general for all the sacrifice that they give. They're able to enjoy days like this of watching baseball. The 1-2 pitch is low and outside for ball number two. Makes the count 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bautista looking for the second out of the inning, and he's unable to get it. As the pitch was low, Hickey thought that the batter may have gone, so he tagged him. And they appealed down to Charlie Welling and said that he didn't go enough to get the strike three call. 3 balls and 2 strikes as Bautista takes a long look in. Steps and fires, and it spikes well in front of home plate for the fourth ball. And keep that in mind, folks, it's the first time today that a Colombian Firefly has walked. It came here in the sixth inning. That just goes to show how great Encarnacion was in his 5 innings of work. As Colombia has their first base runner of the half inning in Quintana as he walks over the first. Eric Pena trying to get things going on his afternoon. 0-2 today with a pair of strikeouts. First pitch you see skies it down the first baseline, but well foul. Up into the general admission seating here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Look at Bautista's stat line this year. 2-1 record with a 3.72 ERA. It's his fourth appearance out of the bullpen. Very common name from the Red Sox. The pickoff attempt at first is not in time for the sliding Quintana. No saves this season for Bautista. He's had 2 opportunities, though. Just hasn't been able to pick up that first save. 19 1/3 innings of work as the runner takes off. A high pop-up on the infield. Cavada is shifting over to foul territory. Makes the grab. Takes a quick look back over at first base. But Quintana was able to come back to the bag and then was able to get there in time so that no out was committed at first base. So 2 outs away here in the top of the sixth inning as Gavadas gets a big pop-up and it holds the runner at first base. So 2 away now as Daniel Vasquez will step up to the batter's box, the shortstop of the Fireflies. First pitch of the at-bat is in the zone for strike number one. Bautista, though, has had great control this season, allowing 14 hits, 8 earned runs. He has struck out 24 batters while only walking 11 coming in today. As the 0-1 pitch is low and couldn't be stopped enough by Hickey as it rolls down the first baseline. And the runner, Quintana, will advance from first to second and moves into scoring position with 2 outs here in the top of the 6th. 3-0 Salem leads Columbia. And what's most crazy about Bautista is his opponent's batting average of 194. Not too bad for Bautista. 1-1 pitch, he delivers it, and it's low for ball number two. So a runner in scoring position for the Fireflies. Still seeking that first run of the game. They're not totally out of it yet. It's a 3-0 score with Salem on top. The count is 2-1. Bautista fires, and it's low and outside. Nice backhand stop by Hickey behind the dish to keep the ball in front of his body, but the count does go to 3 balls and 1 strike. So although we usually see Bautista at the tail end of the games, he's the first man out of the bullpen today for Luke Mons. Maybe with a 3-0 lead, you might be able to get a little bit more out of Bautista today, figure out what he can actually do in long stints out of the bullpen. 3-1 pitch, the runner takes off, and it's into the zone for strike number two. The pitch was taken on by Vasquez. Quintana gets from second to third without any play at the bag. And now Columbia's potential first run of the game stands at third. This is a big payoff pitch. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Bautista kicks and delivers, and it's swung on and missed for strike number three. And Daniel Vasquez goes down swinging as Bautista grabs his first punch out of the game. Another heartbreaking situation for Columbia. They had a runner at third, and he was stranded at the end of the inning. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Salem 3. It's Columbia 0 here on MILB.TV. It's the bottom of the sixth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox lead the Fireflies 3-0 as Hickey swings and misses on the first pitch of the at-bat to go down 0-1 in the count. Well, Nathan Hickey today, 0-2 on the performance as he will watch the 0-1 pitch just miss low and inside for ball number, found the zone for strike number two. 0-2 pitch, and Hickey takes a big swing. And he misses, and that is strike number two. So it was a 1-1 count. Sorry, fell for the scoreboard out in left field. That said 0-2. 1-2 pitch to Hickey. That's low and away for ball number two. And Wander Arias coming out for another inning of work. Four innings out of the bullpen for the Fireflies. And outside that fourth inning, he's been pretty splendid as the 2-2 is driven down the left field line, but goes foul into the bullpen area that you stay the keep the counts at an even 2-2. 2-2 pitch on the way, and Hickey pops it up. It will get over the netting and into our general admission seating down the third baseline. And it sounds as like the fan made quite the grab from his seat. 2-2 pitch, and Hickey takes a big hack, and he misses it for strike number three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Arias, and not having any strikeouts until the fifth inning. Arias has found three strikeouts in the last five batters he's faced, so he's starting to get a little more comfortable out there in the rubber. As we mentioned, he's been a starter at times this season for the Fireflies. Some bullpen appearances as well, as Blaze Jordan will swing on the first pitch, a 92-mile-per-hour fastball that was upstairs to bring the count to 0-1. 0-1 pitch. And that's low and outside for ball number one as Jordan takes it. Well, Blaze Jordan's a difference maker so far in this matchup. His triple off the left field wall has given the Salem Red Sox their lead. It still holds 3-0 as Jordan sits on a 1-1 pitch high and inside for ball number two. So we'll see if it's able to maybe a second time up, maybe power it a little bit more. His RBI total has now reached 24 on the year. 2-1 pitch upstairs for ball number three. And although it's been a pretty slow day for the offense, two hits from Salem as the 3-1 is fouled into the screen behind the plate for strike number two. They have the three runs, and that's looking pretty good right now. Columbia got four hits in their first three innings of play, but haven't really able to get the hits going again. 3-2 pitch is outside for ball number four. And on a full count, Blaze Joyner will walk on down to first. And the Salem Red Sox had their first base runner of the inning with one out here in the bottom of the six. So Jordan gets aboard for the second straight time today. And now Eduardo Lopez, who is trying to get on board for the first time today, will come to the plate. Left-handed batter going against the right-handed pitcher. First pitch from Arias is in the zone for strike number one. Going with that fastball. We've seen some pretty crazy cadences this season. And I think Arias is up there for sure as he fires the 0-1 pitch just low for ball number one. I mean, that was 8 seconds, and that's quite long for Arias. Sometimes when there's no runners on the base paths, he will simply just go in there and throw it 4 seconds in. 1-1 pitch from Lopez is hit well out towards right field, moving back to the wall at the warning track, and making the grab is Kim Onrio. Don't know the exact distance out to the R.M. Johnson & Sons jeweler sign in right center field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. But that's exactly the distance that Eduardo Lopez hit it, because Kim Onrio was at the wall and he made the grab for the second out of the inning. Jordan did not tag from first, so he will stay at the bag. And it appears that we'll have a new pitcher come into the game for the Colombian Fireflies. So two away in the bottom of the sixth inning, Blaze Jordan on first base with a walk. And a 3-0 Red Sox lead is in place as we have a new pitcher coming out of the bullpen for the Colombian Fireflies. We'll get you that name and information and more when we come back on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. We are in the midst of the bottom of the sixth inning as Nico Gavadez comes to the plate. New pitcher coming in for the Colombian Fireflies, Luis Barroso. And the first pitch is into the zone for strike number one. So Nico Gavadez is 0-2 today, looking to try to change things around as Barroso. He has a 1-2 record this season with a 4.96 ERA as the 0-1 pitch misses low and inside for ball number one. Blaze Jordan's at first base after walking earlier in the frame. He's facing against Wander Arias, who pitched 4 2/3 of an inning today. His afternoon has come to an end as the 1-1 pitch misses low and inside for ball number two. 3-0 Salem leads Columbia here in game one of the six-game series. And in a rare day game, most importantly, on a Monday. Salem has not looked amazing offensively, but they have the 3-0 lead as the 2-1 pitch misses low and inside for ball number three. So Barso steps off the rubber. 13th appearance so far this season for the Fireflies, the most out of any Colombian pitcher. And the 3-1 pitch was upstairs, but Nico Gavadas went through in the check swing, according to Jalen Goodman, and the count will now read full. 3-2. Big pitch here for Barso. As the runner takes off, and Gavadas hammers this down the right field line, and will hit off the wall. At second and into third, it's Blaze Jordan, and Nico Gavadas has his first hit of the game. It's a stand-up double with two outs in the bottom of the six. So two runners in scoring position for the Salem Red Sox, and Tyler Miller comes up to the plate with an opportunity to possibly add some more RBIs to his name, already 20 on the season, but two runners in scoring position. And Salem can really distance themselves away from the Fireflies here in the sixth inning. First pitch on the way to Miller, and it's in the zone for strike number one. Looking more at what Barso's done this season, I mentioned the 16 and one-thirds innings at work. He's allowed 18 hits, 9 earned runs. He's walked 6 batters and has struck out 19. Opponents hit 286 against the right-handed pitcher of the Fireflies. Miller takes a big swing on the 0-1, and he misses for strike number two. Barso out of Panama, signed as an international free agent back on January 13th. In 2018, 0-2 pitch. Barso steps in, and it's low and inside for ball number one. It's going to be a crisis averted here for the Fireflies if they're able to get out of the jam. Jordan's run is responsible of Aries, but Cavadas is responsible of Barso. 1-2 count to Miller. Barso steps in. Miller slow chopper down the first baseline, but dead ball called as it hit the right foot of Miller. And so with that dead ball, it keeps the count at 1-2. Bottom of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 3-0, the Salem Red Sox lead the Colombian Fireflies. 1-2. Pitches away, and Miller fouls into the screen, and it keeps the count at 1-2. Fireflies still scoreless today. But when we get to see them in the top of the seventh, we'll see the bottom three of the order. 1-2. Barso steps in, and it's high and inside for ball number two. A ton of full counts so far in this inning. This one isn't full just yet. It's 2-2, but after starting down 0-2 in the count for Tyler Miller, it looks like he might be trending to that direction. 2-2 pitch on the way, and Miller pops it up just to the right of home plate. Taking off the face mask is Omar Hernandez, and he makes the grab for out number three. So the Red Sox strand two runners in scoring position. Blaze Jordan at third, Nico Gavadas at second. They still hold on to a 3-0 lead. We head to the seventh here at Carilion Clinic Field. Can the Red Sox continue to hold on this 3-0 lead? We'll find out as a new pitcher will come out of the bullpen for the Red Sox. We'll get to that name and information when we come back on MILB.TV. We're into the seventh inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the Salem Red Sox lead the Columbian Fireflies 3-0 here on MILB.TV. Andy Losey here from the Salem Red Sox broadcast booth. Thank you all for tuning on in today. And for Red Sox fans, this is a good sign so far as Christopher Troy comes into the game to pitch. His third pitcher of the game for the Red Sox, second out of the bullpen. The right-handed pitcher with a 13.50 ERA will try to lower that number by a significant deal over his next few appearances. And he finds the strike on the 1-0 pitch as it swung on and missed by Gary Camombrio. 1-1 pitch from Troy, and this is sent down the right field line and fans into the seats for it to become strike number two. So Camombrio, Valdez, and Florentino, 7-8-9, all due up for the Fireflies here in the top of the sixth. 1-2 pitch, Troy fires, breaking ball delivery, and it got him looking for strike number three. And Christopher Troy starts off his afternoon with a punch out on Gary Camombrio. So we mentioned that 13.50 ERA. It's a small sample size, though. Three appearances for the Red Sox, 2 2/3 innings of work. As the first pitch is fired in the zone for strike number one, Valdez showing bunt but pulled back. Check this one out, folks. Four earned runs, but has not allowed a hit all season long. He's walked six batters, though, and has only struck out two coming into today's game. He just picked up number three. On the 0-1 pitch on the way to Valdez was low for ball number one. So even count of one ball and one strike with one away. Troy steps into it. This is sent down the left field line. It's a rocket that just goes foul by the Red Sox bullpen. Well, that one doesn't fan foul. It might have done some damage, a possible extra base hit. Valdez already has a hit today. He is 1-2. Picked up a single back in the third. The last time up, he popped it up to Briar Bonassi. That came in the fourth. 1-2 pitch, and Valdez didn't go on the swing. It was upstairs and hit off the glove of Hickey as it rolled to the backstop, but no need to worry for the Red Sox as the base paths are clear. Salem 3, Columbia 0. Top of the seventh inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Troy steps in on the 2-2. This is hit well out towards center field, but Lopez looks to be just underneath of it to make the catch for out number two. So two quick outs for Christopher Troy and the Salem Red Sox. And now they'll see Omar Florentino, the second baseman of the Columbian Fireflies, step into the plate. A .069 ERA this season. It's been a rough season for the Columbia bats as the first pitch goes upstairs for ball number one. You guys weren't able to join us at the beginning of the broadcast. You're listening or you're watching some history today. First ever time Columbia and Salem have ever met off. Just in the zone for strike number one. So it should be a fun series for all these players because they can add some history to their name. Right now, Juan Encarnacion is in a position to get the first ever win of this Salem-Columbia series. 1-1 pitch is inside for ball number two. A lot of the South Carolina teams joined the Low A East and now the Carolina League after the MILB shakeup in 2020 as the 2-1 pitch goes upstairs for ball number three. Got to see Myrtle Beach. Got to see now Columbia, Augusta later on this season. 3-1 pitch, and that's in the zone for strike number two. It's kind of a nice size league, 12 teams, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina. 3-2 pitch, and it's a big swing, and Florentino foul tipped it into the glove of Hickey. It got him tripping. He was falling down the third base line. That's how Christopher Troy ends the top of the seventh inning. Two punch outs. He retires the side in the top of the seventh. And, folks, let's stand up and stretch a bit, shall we, here on this Memorial Day. It's Salem 3. It is Columbia 0 here on MILB.TV. stretched out and ready to go for this exciting end to what has been a one-sided game so far on the scoreboard. But back and Salem as the Red Sox lead the Fireflies 3-0 as Balin will lead things off for the Red Sox to start off the bottom of the seventh. First pitch he sees, he swings and misses for strike number one, looking to get on base for the first time today. As he pops up the 0-1 pitch down the right field line and out of play, bring the count to 0-2. He popped up to Pena in the third. He struck out swinging in the fifth. And here in the seventh, he looks to get aboard. He's down 0-2 in the count, though. Barso fires a pitch just upstairs for ball number one. So 3-0 is our score. The Red Sox having all three runs found in the fourth inning. Outside of that, a bunch of zeros crowding that number three. 1-2 pitch, and Balin takes a big swing, and he misses for strike number three. And that is the first strikeout of the day for Luis Barso. And for Darryl Balin, he drops to 0-3 on the day with a pair of strikeouts swinging. So back to the top of the order we go for the Salem Red Sox in Edison Paulino, who is now 1-2 today after getting a single back in the fifth. First pitch he sees, it's in the zone for strike number one. Did not take a crack at it. Just let it break in there at 83 miles per hour, and the count's now 0-1. Barso fires the 0-1, slow roller down the first baseline, but it trickles foul. The count quickly turns to 0-2. Although Paulino is 1-2 today, his on-base percentage has definitely boosted up a bit. All three plate appearances have resulted in him getting aboard. An error back in the first got him on, a walk in the third, and I just mentioned that single back in the fifth. 0-2 pitch is up and away for ball number one, and the count will now run 1-2. Three hits on the day for the Salem Red Sox, 4 for the Columbian Fireflies. 2 errors by the Fireflies as well, 1 by the Red Sox. 1-2 pitch, and Paulino hammers this out towards left, Rivertown to his left side as he makes the catch for out number two. So first time today that the Columbian Fireflies can successfully say they retired the batter of Edison Paulino. And it's now 2 quick outs for the Columbian Fireflies. So 2 up and 2 down, and Brian Bonassi will now step up to the plate. Although switch hitter, we've only seen right-handed pitches today, so Bonassi has made the left-hand batter's box his home as he sees the first pitch go up and away for ball number one. 0-3 day for Bonassi at the number two spot of the lineup as the 1-0 pitch just misses inside for ball number two. Strikeout looking in the first, and he popped up to Valdez in the third, and then grounded out to Florentino in the fifth. Bonassi will sky up the 2-0 pitch down the left field side, but it will head into the seats, and the count is 2-1. And Bonassi missing a little bit of time back in April. We've seen him much more often at the second base spot over these last few weeks. The 2-1 pitch to Bonassi over the glove of Hernandez for ball number three. Omar Hernandez has been a factor so far today behind the plate. Not much has really gotten past number 12 of the Fireflies. 3-1 pitch to Bonassi. That goes upstairs. For ball number four, it's a 5-pitch walk to Brainer Bonassi. And with 2 outs, it keeps the inning going. And Marcelo Meyer will come to the plate. Meyer's been walked already today back in the fourth inning, but outside of that, he grounded out to Florentino in the first and then struck out swinging in the fifth, which actually ended the inning for the Salem Red Sox. First pitch on the way to Marcelo Meyer, and he strike number one. Some clouds have rolled into the area, nothing really containing any rain. We're supposed to stay clear all day long here in Southwest Virginia. But it did provide some shade, and there is still some shade out here on the diamond right now. Meyer will foul off the 0-1 pitch right behind the plate to make the count 0-2. And that's got to feel great for the players, though. It is hot out here today in Salem, Virginia. We reach 87 degrees Fahrenheit, and it's only going to get hotter as the week goes on. We do not play tomorrow. That's going to be 90 degrees, but 91 on Wednesday, 86 on Thursday. 0-2 pitch, and Meyer reaching out for the 0-2 pitch. And he fouls it just to our left here, the press box. So he keeps it going. As Meyer, on all three pitches that have come his way this at-bat, he has fouled off. It's kept things interesting. It's kept him at the plate. Bonassi with the little lead at first base for the Red Sox. 0-2 pitch. Meyer fouls it off again right back into the screen. And we'll stay at 0-2. Well, sometimes the biggest battles can turn into the brightest moments for some players. And that might be what Meyer has up his sleeve. 0-2 pitch. He pops it up. And guess what, folks? This is foul down the third baseline into the seats. It may be what I just said, or it might just be Marcelo Meyer being pretty nice and handing out a few souvenirs during this plate appearance. 3-0 Salem leaves Columbia. Here in the bottom of the seventh. 0-2 pitch, and Meyer drills this down the right field line. It falls for a base hit. It rolls to the wall. Bonassi at third will round towards home, and he scores to make it Salem 4, Columbia 0. Marcelo Meyer, his first hit off the injury list, and it gives the Red Sox the 4-run edge. So 3 o'clock here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and we're going to take a scheduled moment of silence. This was planned out before the game at any time at 3 p.m. Moment of silence here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. So a brief moment of silence here at the ball game as Marcelo Meyer just picked up another RBI on his season. A double down the right field line to score Brian Bonassi all the way from first base. And a little bit of two-out chaos. You hit it all the way to the 325 sign. I was able to score Bonassi from one corner, from the far corner, all the way in as the first pitch to Nathan Hickey is outside for ball number one. So Meyer's at second base. His day now improves to 1-3 for the Salem Red Sox. Most importantly, makes it a 4-0 ball game as the 1-0 pitch is low and outside for ball number two to Nathan Hickey. Two strikeouts today against Hickey. He struck out on a drop third strike in the first and then went down swinging in the sixth. But has one on-base appearance as he swings and misses the 2-0 pitch for strike number one. Line went out to left field, and tracking it down was the left fielder in town. It hopped off his glove, and it was not considered a base hit. But for Hickey, it was on-base appearance all the way to second. 2-1 pitch, another big swing from Hickey. And he fans on it for strike number two. So even count of two balls and two strikes. Wind blowing in from center field. The sunlight has returned to the diamond. Chooses wild. 2-2 pitch, and it goes upstairs for ball number three. So Meyer in scoring position at second for the Red Sox. And Hickey, who has 20 RBIs this season, can certainly add to that total if he's able to find some green grass. 3-2 pitch, he reaches out and fouls off the delivery. That goes foul and out of play into the grandstand seating just to our left here, the press box. So the stage is set once again. 3-2. Pitches away, and Hickey skies it up. It might be playable for the moment, but will go well over the netting. And about 5 rows up here at the ballpark to keep it at 3-2. Bottom of the 7th inning between Salem and Columbia. The only game in the Carolina League today between these two sides that are looking to try to get a nice start off to the week as Hickey fouls up the 3-2 pitch and just hit over our video production crew just to our right. And they probably had a little bit of a scare right next door. The ball goes right over their heads, and we stay at 3-2. Pitches away, and that is a balk. Before the pitch ever went away, a balk was called by our base path umpire and Charlie Welling. So Marcella Meyer moves from second to third, and for Barso, that pitch is going to be low and away for ball number 4. But instead, we read you the 3-2 pitch. He fires away. Hickey hammers this down the right field line. It has the good distance as it hits off the wall. Meyer scores. Hickey into second. The throw is not in time. It wasn't even gloved by Vasquez perfectly as Hickey slides in the circles for the Salem Red Sox and now makes it a 5-0 ball game over the Columbia Fireflies. Look at that ball hit from Nathan Hickey. The way the angle was, I was thinking, hey, that might have an opportunity of getting out of the ballpark. But it stayed within it. It was able to score a run. His 21st RBI of the season. But most importantly, it adds on to this Red Sox lead. It is now 5-0 over Columbia. And as we talk, Tony Pena Jr. comes out, points to the bullpen in the right field corner. We'll have a new Fireflies pitcher coming into the game, so we'll step aside for a quick second, and when we come back, we'll have the name of the new pitcher for the Columbia Fireflies here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the bottom of the 7th and an RBI double on the right field line to give the Salem Red Sox a 5-0 lead over the Columbia Fireflies. And after that base hit, the Fireflies have brought in a new pitcher. It is Delvin Capion, who will go against Blaze Jordan to start off his day. The first pitch is low and outside for ball number 1. So that ends the day for Luis Barroso as the 1-0 pitch steps in and fires from Capion, and it's low for ball number 2. Well, Capion this season is an 0-2 pitcher for the Columbia Fireflies, a 6.17 ERA. It's his 10th appearance out of the bullpen, 23 1/3 innings of work in the past. 2-1 pitch, and Blaze Jordan fouls it off the barrel and into the net behind the plate for strike number 1, bringing the count to 2-1. Capion has given up 35 hits so far this season, 16 earned runs, has walked 6 batters, and has struck out 22. A 2-1 pitch. Capion steps and deals, and it's low for ball number three. This is the alarming number, though, of Capion's game. A 337 batting average opponents against the right-handed pitcher. That almost means that Capion's giving up a hit an inning. 3-1 pitch on the way to Blaze Jordan. He powers this down the third baseline. It gets through for a base hit. It ricochets over Valdez's glove to the left field corner. And Nathan Hickey will score to make it a 6-0 ball game. Blaze Jordan has a double. It is three straight doubles by the Salem Red Sox. And they now sit comfortably above the Columbia Fireflies with a 6-0 lead. Well, that one was just too much smoke for Valdez's glove at third base. He made a great diving attempt for the baseball, but it out towards the warning track area up to the wall down the left field line. So Eduardo Lopez will come to the plate, and he will watch the first pitch go outside for ball number one. So another three-run half inning by the Salem Red Sox. They had one in the fourth. They have one here in the seventh, and they might not be done just yet. The 1-0 pitch is spiked in front of home plate, but an impressive scoop by the catcher of Hernandez keeps it in front of him, but it brings the count to 2-0. So Blaze Jordan has two extra base hits today, five total bases, three RBIs, and the third baseman is right now really playing at a great level for the Salem Red Sox. A little bit of a slow start in 2022. Remember that batting average is around the 180s. But now he has really built himself up as Lopez skies the 2-0 pitch, stays in the infield, and camping underneath of it is going to be Florentino, the second baseman of the Fireflies, to record the third out of the frame. But not before the Salem Red Sox get four straight batters on base, three of them registering doubles, Marcelo Meyer, Nathan Hickey, and Blaze Jordan, to make it a 6-0 Salem Red Sox lead over the Columbia Fireflies. There'll be a new pitcher coming out of the Red Sox bullpen here for the eighth, as the job at hand is to get six more outs and start off the week in style. It looks to be Johnny Felix out of the bullpen for the Salem Red Sox. We'll confirm that when we come back here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to the Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. It is the top of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Red Sox lead the Fireflies 6-0 on this Memorial Day action in the Carolina League. It will be Johnny Felix out of the bullpen for the Salem Red Sox, and he's looking to get a little bit more consistency in his game starting today, as he'll go against the top of the order in Rivertown, Omar Hernandez, and Carter Jensen. First pitch on the way to town is in the zone for strike number one. And what I mean by consistency is that Felix at times has looked great, and other times he hasn't looked all too hot, as the 0-1 pitch is hammered out towards right field. Moving back to the wall is Balin, and he makes a catch at the warning track out in right for the first out of the inning. You got to hear some of the oohs and ahs and the fans, like, whoa, that baseball was crushed. But a good trace down from Balin to get the first out of the eighth. Columbia still looking for their first look at Felix's stat line coming in today, a 9.69 ERA, as his first pitch goes upstairs and inside for ball number one. It's his 13th appearance out of the bullpen this season. He's got 13 innings of work underneath his belt. He has given up 11 hits, 14 earned runs, has struck out 18 batters, and has walked 22. 1-0 pitch goes upstairs for ball number two. Opponents hit 2-2-9 against Felix, as the 2-0 pitch is in the zone for strike number one. But what stands out for Felix's game was his last appearance against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Two-thirds of an inning, gave up four hits and three earned runs, six in total, as the 2-1 pitch is fouled down the first baseline and out of play. Only walked one batter in that frame. But before that appearance, his batting average of opponents, as the 2-2 pitch misses low and outside for ball number three, wasn't even all that bad. Around a 1.71. It's now jumped up a bit because of that performance. The 3-2 is hit to Bonassi's side, and he's unable to glove it as it rolls out towards right field for a base hit. It's a one-out single for Omar Hernandez. It's a second base hit of the game, and it puts a base runner aboard for the Columbia Fireflies. Good things happen when you put the ball in play, and Hernandez has done it twice today when it comes to getting base hits. So now Carter Jensen, the designated hitter for the Fireflies, will come up to the plate. 0-3 day, a pair of pop-ups and a ground out as Felix fires the first pitch in the zone for strike number one. So what I'm trying to say is that Felix, if he's able to find more control in his pitches and hit the zone more, it sounds like he already really knows how to shut down the batters, as an attempted pickoff at first base is not in time. Just had to be able to locate them better moving forward. Felix is able to do that here in maybe the last two innings of today's game. The 0-1 pitch is low for ball number one. 6-0 our score. The Red Sox lead the Fireflies. Hernandez is at first base after singling up the right side of the infield. 1-1 pitch as Jensen dodges a ball that's low and inside. It brings the count to 2-1. So it's a friendly reminder, we're here on the broadcast today, but we are not going to be playing baseball tomorrow between these two sides. As a 2-1 pitch is swung on a miss by Jensen. Correction, is actually fouled off the barrel to bring the count to 2-2. So instead of it being the Monday off day, then playing baseball from Tuesday to Sunday, and instead playing baseball on Monday, taking off Tuesday, and playing from Wednesday through Sunday. But every game right here on MILB.TV this week, as the Red Sox try to win a few games in this stretch, as it's a hot shot to Meyer. He scoops it over to Bonassi, barehanded grab, and the throw is not in time for the double play, but they do get the lead runner out at second. That would have been a really nice looking play as Meyer scooped it right behind second base and tossed it over to Bonassi. He didn't even use the glove. He just used his right hand, grabbed it, touched the bag, and the throw was just a little bit too late to get out Carter Jensen, who stepped on the bag before it hit the back of Nico Cavadas' glove. So the inning stays alive as Quintana comes to the plate. First pitch on the way to the cleanup hitter is upstairs for ball number one. An 0-2 day for the Fireflies, number four hitter. Popped up in the first, struck out swinging in the fourth, but did walk in the sixth. 1-0 pitch falls in the zone for strike number one. Shouldn't say falls. It was a 93-mile-per-hour fastball. That just went into the outside edge of the plate. So even count of one ball and one strike. Jensen a little lead at first. He holds on the 1-1. It's low, but it's a good. It brings the count to two balls and one strike. So the start of a new week here in the Carolina League as the month of May looks to come to an end as the 2-1 pitch goes low for ball number three. And we look at what's ahead. We only have a few more weeks before the first half of the season is over. Apparently the date is set June 23rd. A 3-1 pitch is in the zone for strike number two. It was a hitter's pitch and Quintana let it come to him. So these next 3 or 4 weeks, Salem 4 games back, I have a little bit of ground to make up. 3-2 pitch, the runner goes, and it's foul down the first baseline into the 303 section. Some series to watch out for, you know, Carolina Lynchburg, top two teams in the Carolina League North Division. That'll be a fun one to keep our eyes out for. Fredericksburg takes on Fayetteville. Delmarva takes on Myrtle Beach. Those are pretty much all the North teams. It's a 3-2 pitch is just outside for ball number four as it just missed the zone. And with that walk, it's now two runners aboard for the Fireflies here in the top of the eighth. Charleston takes on Down East this week. And the last one is Kannapolis takes on Augusta. An intra-division week for the Salem Red Sox as the first pitch goes inside and off the glove of Hickey. And it gets through to bring both base runners from first and second to second and third. There's a fastball inside to Eric Pena. I don't think Nathan Hickey fully anticipated on the baseball hitting that spot as he's a little rattled behind the dish in a squatting position behind home plate. He's attempting to try to walk, trainer. And Jacob Blauman will come out, check in on Nathan Hickey as well as Luke Montz. But to give you a little bit of a setup right now, what's happening is you have two runners in scoring position. Carter Jensen is at third base. And Guillermo Quintero is at second base. And you have Eric Pena at the plate right now for the Columbia Fireflies. It is a 1-0 count. And now Hickey has dropped to a right knee to talk with Jacob Blauman. So Eric Pena has a 1-0 count lead. Johnny Felix is on the rubber. The Salem Red Sox are 4 outs away from grabbing this Memorial Day victory. As Nathan Hickey talking with Jacob Blauman. No, the trainers and some of the coaching staff bringing out water for the catcher. Wonder if this is a cramp of some sort of way. It was a fastball by Felix that went inside and it hit off of Hickey's body and it rolled to the right a bit. And after retrieving the baseball, he was in a little bit of pain. And after a brief conversation with Jacob Blauman and Luke Montz, it looks as if Nathan Hickey is ready to get back behind the plate for the Salem Red Sox. A little applaud from the fans here at the ballpark as well. Great to see their number 11 stay in the game. But the Fireflies have an opportunity of striking on the scoreboard for the first time today. Runners at second and third with two outs. And Eric Pena with a 1-0 count. Pitch goes low and away for ball number two. Brings the count to two balls and zero strikes. Fireflies still scoreless for the time being. 2-0 pitch. And Felix finds the zone on a 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Strike. Payne has had a tough day. 0-3, a pair of strikeouts. And he swings through on the 2-1 pitch, and he misses for strike number two. Struck out swinging in the second. Went down looking in the fourth. And then popped one up to Nico Cavadas in the six. Deuces wild now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Felix kicks and deals, and it's low, and it gets past Nathan Hickey out towards the screen. Jensen scores from third. Moving from second to third is Quintana. And the Colombian Fireflies is on the board for the first time today. It still stands Salem 6, Columbia 1. Well, the Fireflies in the top of the eighth inning are able to cut into the deficit due to some small ball tactics. A couple of pass balls in this at-bat for Eric Pena have moved the runners a great deal. The 3-2 pitch is fouled down the first baseline, and it rolls over by the Fireflies' dugout. A rather clean game from the pitching staff of the Salem Red Sox. Right now, Felix struggling to really find the play. 3-2 pitch. It's fouled into the netting, and we'll redo the payoff pitch. Oh, very big at-bat here for Columbia. They're able to get a base hit. It'll make it a 6-2 ball game, maybe even a 6-3. Payne is able to find his sixth home run of the year, but the 3-2 pitch is outside for ball number four. And now there's runners on the corners here in the top of the eighth. A walk by Johnny Felix. And that's back-to-back walk. So we'll see Nick Green come out to the mound to talk with Felix. Haven't really seen much of Nick Green today. Although at times that could possibly mean a good thing. It means the pitchers are dealing. But I think this conversation with Nick Green and the battery is just to calm down the pitcher. Don't get all too worked up. It's bad. You know, it's still a 5-run lead, so you can't blow the lead. But it starts becoming mental a bit. You know, after back-to-back walks, you start thinking about other pitches, other areas to go, to find those strikes. But for Felix, he's just got to stay locked in and focused. First pitch goes over the head of Daniel Vasquez. And Quintana will score from third as he touches home. And Pena will move from first to second on the first pitch of the at-bat to Daniel Vasquez. So some crazy pitches here thrown from Johnny Felix have made it a 6-2 ball game. He's had some struggle this season trying to find that control, and it's sort of falling apart here in the eighth. The 1-0 pitch goes low for ball number two. So two times in this inning, that pass balls have allowed the Fireflies to score their first couple of runs. Now the 2-0 is a grounder over the Myers side. Not the perfect felt ball, but he makes the throw in time to first base for the third out of the top of the eighth inning. But the Colombian Fireflies add two runs to their name after a couple of pass balls from Johnny Felix. It's now a 4-run game, and the Salem Red Sox have an opportunity of adding some insurance runs in the bottom half of the eighth. They still lead 6-2. We'll see what's up next here on MILB.TV. It's the bottom of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And the Salem Red Sox lead the Columbia Fireflies 6-2. As a chance to maybe add on to their score, Fireflies find their first two runs of the game in the top half of the eighth inning. The bottom three due up for Salem. First pitch on the way is in the zone for Nico Cavadas as he takes the first pitch for strike number one. Capion coming out for another inning of work for the Fireflies. The 0-1 pitch, Cavadas holds, and it's low for ball number one. Cavadas is 1-3 on the afternoon. He picked up a double in the sixth inning after a pair of pop-ups to Town in the second and the fourth. 1-1 pitch, big swing by Cavadas, and he misses for strike number two. So Nico Cavadas, Tyler Miller, and Daryl Balin will all have some work here in the eighth. 1-2 pitch, Capion fires. Cavadas reaches out, dribbler right over the first baseman at Quintana, who tosses it over to Capion, who covers at first to get the ground out and the first out. So 1-4 day for Nico Cavadas so far. Meanwhile, Tyler Miller has popped up three different times today as he is 0-3 on the afternoon for Salem. First pitch on the way to Miller. It is outside for ball number one. His first time was out to Town in left field. His second time was out to right field at Camon Rio. And then his third and most recent time was to the catcher in Hernandez. 1-0 pitch, and Miller skies it up towards center field. As Town comes in, but coming off is Pena. And it's the fourth different Firefly to catch a Tyler Miller pop-up today. It's the second out of the inning. So two up, two down for Capion. Meanwhile, Daryl Balin, he's popped up today to Pena at center field. That was his first at-bat, but his two most recent at-bats, he has gone down swinging. He did so in the fifth as well in the seventh. He led off those innings for the Salem Red Sox, and the first pitch he sees finds the zone for strike number one. As Balin will swing on the 0-1 pitch, fouled over the screen just to our right for strike number two. So empty base paths for Balin have been consistent today. A two leadoff spots and another empty base path here in the bottom of the eighth. 0-2 pitch to Balin. Swung on and missed for strike number three. And that's how you do it. If you're Delvin Capion, a 1-2-3 inning, it ends with a punch out to Daryl Balin. It's the third time he goes down swinging today. But we move to the top of the ninth inning. The Salem Red Sox need three outs to get the baseball game done with. It looks like Miguel Suero is coming out for the Red Sox here in the top of the ninth. They lead 6-2 over Columbia. The Fireflies need four to tie, five to take the lead. That's coming up next here on MILB.TV. We welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the top of the ninth inning, and Johnny Felix's day has come to an end. Miguel Suero will come out for an inning of work for the Red Sox. So we saw Juan Encarnacion start off this game with five innings of work. And then ever since then, we have seen for every inning on, starting with the six, a brand new pitcher. It's Bautista in the sixth, Troy in the seventh, Felix in the eighth, and now Miguel Suero here in the ninth, who looks to try to get the job done for the Red Sox as his first pitch on the way to Omar Florentino, or should I say actually Gary Camarillo. He's in there for strike number one as he fouls it off. It's the bottom three of the order. As the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike number two. So Camarillo, Valdez, and Florentino all due up for the Columbia Fireflies here in the top of the ninth. Good start for Suero, 0-2 count, and as it's fouled off, and it rolls down the third baseline in foul territory, it'll keep the count at 0-2. A .088 hitter on the 0-2 pitch, and it goes upstairs for ball number one. The Columbia right fielder singled back in the fourth inning today, but he popped up in the second and went down looking in the seventh. 1-2 pitch, and this is lifted out towards right field. Balin tracks it down, gets underneath of it, and makes a catch for the first out of the frame. So Camarillo drops to 1-4 today, and now Enrique Vasquez, who was 1-3 on the afternoon, will come to the plate with one out in the top of the ninth. Salem 6, Columbia 2. You're on this Monday afternoon. Suero kicks and deals, and this is a hot shot to Meyer. Backhanded stop, fires over to Gavadez. Like clockwork for Marcelo Meyer and Nico Gavadez. A big ground out on a 6-3. That was a backhanded stop by Meyer, and he made it look easy with a nice throw over to Gavadez as well for the second out of the inning. And so now the Columbia Fireflies are down to their last out here in the top of the ninth. It comes down to Omar Florentino. Suero steps and delivers, and the pitch fast and inside, 95 miles per hour, as it misses the zone for ball number one. Florentino has gone down swinging his last two at-bats, and the 1-0 pitch is in the zone for strike number one. A 94-mile-per-hour fastball by Suero took a degree off the MPH and then was able to get a better result as Florentino swings and misses on the 1-1 pitch. 95-mile-per-hour fastball, and the count now goes to 1-2. The fans here at Salem Memorial Ballpark getting on their feet. Miguel Suero steps and deals the 1-2, and it goes outside for ball number two. All fastballs in this at-bat. 3 at 95 miles per hour, 1 at 94. As he looks to get the save. 2-2 pitch, Suero fires, and it's alive for Omar Florentino. Salem Red Sox are going to get back in the win column, and they're oh so close. One strike away from the Red Sox ending off the month of May with the win. 2-2 pitch. Suero deals, and it's foul tipped into the netting, and we'll redo the 2-2 pitch. The Red Sox lead 6-2 over Columbia. And all they need is just one more, as Florentino is hoping to keep this game going for the Fireflies. Deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Suero delivers, tried to go change up, and it just stayed upstairs the entire ride for ball number three. Three-two count. Payoff pitch from Suero, and it's just outside for ball number four. And an excellent at-bat from Omar Florentino. He was down 1-2 in the count. Fought his way back, fought off the pitches that were near the zone, but used his patience at other times as well. And so the game continues, and Rivertown comes to the plate. Town is 0-4 today. He has reached base once when he got on with an error back in the third. Suero's first pitch is just outside for ball number one. Some of the fans here aren't liking that call as it was just outside of the plate. It's the right-handed Suero against the left-handed Town. And now a 1-0 pitch as Suero kicks and deals, and he finds a strike on the 85-mile-per-hour breaker to even it at one ball and one strike. One ball, one strike. Florentino, a little lead at first, doesn't go just yet. And the 1-1 pitch is in the zone for strike number two. Back-to-back changeups from Miguel Suero. This is a count 1-2. So once again, the Fireflies down to their last strike. Suero kicks and deals. Hot shot to Bonassi. He scoops it up, takes a step, fires to Cavadas in time for the third out. And the Salem Red Sox are back in the win column. It's their third straight home win as they take down the Columbia Fireflies 6-2 on this Memorial Day afternoon. Well, the offense wasn't there all day long for the Red Sox, but when it was red hot. Three runs in the bottom of the fourth gave them that early lead, and then they really took care of business in the bottom of the seventh with three runs of their own. That made it a 6-0 ball game. Columbia added two more runs in the top of the eighth, but it really did feel as if this was the Salem Red Sox from the moment this game started to the very end. And for the Red Sox, that's a great way to get this series started. You know, their last home series, they had a rough start against the Hillcats, but then they were able to finish strong. This series, they start off strong. This was their seventh straight day. Or actually, they had a rainout on Friday, but on the schedule, you know, this is seven straight days of committing your body to playing baseball. They'll have the off day tomorrow. They're going to go into it happy. You know, big win 6-2 on this holiday, and they are enjoying their first ever win over the Columbia Fireflies and the first ever meeting between these two sides. We're going to step away quickly here from the Salem Red Sox broadcast booth. We'll come back to wrap everything up for you in a little bit of time. So make sure to stick with us here on MILB.TV. The Salem Red Sox win this one 6-2 over the Columbia Fireflies. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Salem Red Sox start off the week with a 6-2 victory over the Columbian Fireflies here on this Memorial Day afternoon. It was a strong effort in the early going by the Salem Red Sox. After three scoreless innings of play between both sides, they got three runs in the bottom of the fourth inning thanks to a Blaze Jordan RBI triple. It's his first of the year. And he was the one that really got this game going for the Red Sox. Eventually came home to score the third run of the game after Eduardo Lopez sacrificed fly to dead center. That was the game-winning run as Salem would add three runs later in the seventh off what it was a crazy three straight doubles by the heart of the order in Marcelo Meyer, Nathan Hickey, and in Blaze Jordan. Columbia did eventually get two runs to come home across the plate in the top of the eighth inning, but at that point, folks, it was already pretty much over, and the Salem Red Sox are already on their way to victory as they take it 6-2 over the Columbia Fireflies, their first ever meeting between these two sides, and it goes in the Salem Red Sox direction. And looking at it, Juan Encarnacion picks up his fourth win of the year. He now has a 4-3 record with a 4.20 ERA, and then looking at Wander Arias, it went 2-4 now with that record after he is given the losing decision on this Monday afternoon. The hits weren't as much as we were expecting. Six by the Salem Red Sox, five by the Columbian Fireflies against two teams that have struggled in the pitching department quite this season. But today, Encarnacion looked very solid on the rubber. And looking forward, maybe we'll see some better strands from the Salem Red Sox moving forward in the right direction as well. Johnny Felix had a iffy day out of the bullpen. Outside of that, I thought the bullpen played at a phenomenal level today when you take a factor in Bautista, Troy, and again the job done Suero in that ninth inning of play. So Salem starts off here on this Memorial Day. They will not be playing baseball tomorrow. The Salem Red Sox and Columbian Fireflies will resume their series on Wednesday, June 1st. That's right, next month, folks, at 7:05 p.m. and then five straight days of baseball between Salem and Columbia. A team that has struggled at home greatly this season, folks, is starting to turn it around a bit. They were 6-13 at one point. Now their record is 9-13 at home. They've been a better road team all this year, but they're starting to get the results going right at this time. And it's an important time as well, as the Columbia Fireflies this season have struggled at times. They have the worst run differential in the entire Carolina League. You know, this is a team that Salem looks at and says, we can definitely grab some wins against this side. And for Salem, with that win, they now improve to 23-23 on the season, while the Columbia Fireflies drop to 14-32. But we thank you so much for spending your Memorial Day with us here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Salem Red Sox win today's game 6-2 over the Columbian Fireflies. My name is Andy Losi. Hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your Memorial Day. Have a wonderful Tuesday, and we'll catch you on Wednesday for more Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.TV. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.